Natural Resources District meeting for July 11th, 2024. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of this room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. And with that, quorum call, please.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Pennington.
Here.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Chairman.
Here. Hard to beat a full house. Adoption of agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley. Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item five, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. Thank you. Item six, I have proof of publication of this meeting and it will become part of the permanent record of today's meeting. Moving on, item eight, agency and association reports and presentations. First up, Christian Schluter, District Conservationist. Glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm glad to be here as well. Well, we don't have any personnel changes to report this time. We've been really pretty busy bringing new people on board and I'm happy to say that I think we're pretty well fully staffed. I guess they did announce for a new SOLCOM position in Tecama. We haven't received a panel on that yet, but they might be getting a new soil conservationist. We've been very busy with activities and trainings. In June, we had a combination of new NRCS and NRD technicians that attended advanced survey training out in Curtis. So we've been working hard to get all those new technicians up to speed with the practices they're gonna be working on. Andy Bonenkamp, our area resource conservationist, provided training for PAPIO, NRD, and NRCS employees on brush management training on June 20th. So we visited a few different sites in Thurston County that were active E-code contracts. We could kind of see some before and after of that practice treatment. And employees just got practice in inventorying species, level of infestation, and how to treat those areas. We hosted in-house a lot of software training for new employees. So we had some in-house ARC Pro training for NRD and NRCS employees in Blair on July 1st and 2nd. We also had some basic CD and CART training, which is the software that we use to do our conservation planning and ranking and assessment in Blair on July 8th. We've got some in-house livestock pipeline training coming up for the new employees also in Blair. Some staff are going to be attending inventory and evaluation training for irrigation in Norfolk here in July. We're finishing up with our compliance review site visits. We had quite a few throughout the NRD. We're just kind of finishing up notification to the producers for those. We had some heavy rains earlier this spring, so we're going to have quite a few more variances than we probably had the last couple of years just due to that. So probably a fair amount of people that we're going to be working with to either repair blowouts in their terraces or grass waterways that need redone or just some ephemeral erosion that needs controlled ahead of checking them next year. So that'll be heavier planning workload for our staff coming up this fall. Obviously, we've had the recent flooding. I know the Blairfield office has been getting questions from producers about if there's going to be any cover crop assistance or anything like that to cede to the croplands that drowned out. And as of right now, we don't have any disaster, special disaster assistance for those signups announced, but I guess it's could be coming. As far as programs, we continue to work on, you know, obligating our 2024 obligations and work on active contracts. We did request an additional $220,000 for our local NRD, and we did get all the funds that we requested. So staff just found out about those and are working to try and get those obligated quickly. Got a fair amount of new terrace projects with that money and a couple high tunnels approved. So fairly well spread out between Burt, Thurston, and Washington counties with some additional projects there. Staff will be working on continuous CRP. Continuous signup will end July 31st. The grassland CRP signup ended June 28th. And so staff just kind of keep working on CRP status reviews and getting those contracts obligated. So that's all I had. I'd be happy to entertain any questions you guys might have for me.
I have questions.
Sure.
You know, we had a lot of heavy rain, you know, 6-7 inches at a time. And that heavy rain did cause, like you said, blowout in terraces. And sometimes it was almost like a mudslide that, you know, the side hill just went right into the terrace. There's no terrace left hardly. So is there any, what are you doing with that? Is there any money for farmers who have that issue or just what happens there?
Yeah, well, I mean, if the producer actually was on our compliance review list. On our compliance review list. So if they were actually a track that we checked for compliance, we basically would give them a variance and ask them to do something to fix that or control it before we check them again next year. And so we encourage them to come in and, you know, work with an NRCS on a conservation plan to update those practices. So, yeah, as always, we've got cost share options through EQIP is our most common cost share program that people could apply for funds through or just through the NRD. Or a combination of EQIP NRD funds.
And that would help dig out the terraces or repair the terraces or just what?
Yeah, it probably depends. So if it's something that we car share, it probably depends on what exactly it is. If it's something that's in its practice lifespan and just needs to be redone, then we would car share, you know, for that, for redoing it. If it's met its lifespan and is no longer functioning, we could redo it. As far as just partial treatments, it's probably going to be a case-by-case basis on if we actually have any funds for just small fixes. Some of the things, especially if it's within its practice lifespan, are just considered operation and maintenance, things that producers should be, you know, taking care of as far as cleaning silt out of the channels that might have come in and keeping trees out of their terraces, things like right. that. So a lot of it will depend on whether the practice has actually met its lifespan or not. Maybe and how bad it is.
So if they have an issue, they should come and talk to the NRCS people about that? Because I've had some people actually mention that, you know, literally the mud slid down the hill into the terrace, filling up the terrace, so.
Yep, absolutely, yep. I'd encourage anybody to come in, if they were having issues like that, to come in and talk to us, and we'd work with them on updating a conservation plan, and we would, yeah, look into what cost share options would be available either through NRCS or the NRD if there are any.
Okay.
And work with them on other practices too. You know, are they, were they continuous no-till, things like that to help keep some of that soil in place before it hits the structure. So okay. Yeah, absolutely. I encourage everybody to come in and ask for assistance if they're running into that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
We voted a number of times in the last couple of years to cost share or fund some data collection efforts. So maybe in your next report, you could update us on how those efforts are going, the data collection that results that you've gathered thus far, and maybe how the public is using that data.
And I'll probably have to make myself more informed on exactly which projects those are, because I'm not sure I'm familiar, but maybe we could talk more after the meeting about what those
sounds
were.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions for Kristen? Thank you for the report.
Right,
good to
you.
See you. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. the NARD did not meet yet this month. We are going to meet in Lincoln with the governor at the NARD office, the general and myself. Limiting only two representatives from each NRD to meet with the governor and talk about why we're not going to get all the money that we want and some of the water issues. But so that's upcoming. But I have to tell you a little story. In June, the NARD, they sent out the Hall of Fame ballot, which is for at September when we award plaques to various members for, we call it the Hall of Fame. And so this NARD staff sends out 23 of these envelopes, and mine is the only one that comes back, it says postage due. And so being the frugal bohemian that I am, I had to drive to the post office and pay them the 24 cents. They handed me the envelope. I took it home. So I made up a bill. I charged Dean 24 cents for postage and $1.57 for auto fuel for a total of $2.01. And I get in the mail a response from, I don't know if you can see it, but the first words are crap. But I got my $2.01, and so I'm a very happy director.
So who wrote that check? Was that NARD or Dean?
That's Dean's check.
Dean's
check. Yeah, personal check. Well, I'm pretty pleased. That concludes my report.
It's expensive, 24 cents.
Well done, Director Teaser. All right, legislative report. Catalyst Public Affairs, Tim Gay, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. I usually wouldn't be here in the middle of summer, but with a special session, I figured, well, I'm going to check in and just kind of let you know what little I know about it. And there's a lot of rumors going around. I'm sure you're reading in the paper what's happening. But it's a good opportunity for us probably to keep connections going and all that. But what's happening right now, it's supposed to start the 25th of July. They'll introduce the bill, the governor's bill, to do property taxes. And then they can introduce bills for 3 days. So other senators can draft a bill. Let's say Senator Linehan wants to draft a specific bill that she thinks is a good idea. They'll do that. Then they'll hold hearings the following week, just like a normal. So this is just like normal bills. They're just going to limit these bills to financial. But since property taxes and you collect property taxes is on there, obviously you have to pay attention. There's lids, there's taxes, all sorts of things could go on. Any amendment then, once they get to the floor and start debating these things, that's really when, you know, you got to be on your toes, pay close attention that nothing gets slipped in there like, oh, that's a great idea, and we'll get it done. So there's a lot of things going on. I think it doesn't have to go till the 15th. It could be, gee, we're not getting anywhere, we're done, and we're going to adjourn. I don't know. So it's just a lot of speculation on those things. But I did want to let you know there's going to be bills there. How that gets done is when they introduce the bills, it's going to go to the exec committee, the referencing committee, and they're going to pick and choose to say this is not germane to what the governor wanted. Property tax relief, we'll call it. So it's kind of their discretion of what goes forward. They'll also do some nomination. People that have been nominated need to be confirmed by the legislature. They'll get that done along there too. So little cleanup things like that can be done. But other than that, we're all, you know, as a lobbying world, we're all sitting there like, well, who knows what's going to happen? But clients are starting to ask, well, what do you think? What do you think? Could be a big nothing. Could be a big change. I don't know. But John and I have been talking about it. He's aware of the dates and can zip down there if needed, or anyone else. Dean, of course, is aware. So I don't want to use up a lot of your time. Just want to let you know we're there. We'll try to keep you posted during that process. But maybe it's one of these things, no news is good news. So if we don't tell you anything, that's a good thing. But that's all I had. So thanks for having me.
Any questions for Tim Gay? Director Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You say it's mainly financial, but is there any chance someone might try to slip a bill in to do with the electoral votes?
I don't think it's something that big because the governor said he doesn't want to do that, but there's a chance, yes, that they could do that. I wouldn't think that'd be a good, wise thing to do, and I don't think the governor would support that either when he's trying to get this other thing done. But yeah, those are the kind of things, any, I don't know if it'd get through that exec board, the referencing committee, because that's not what's in the governor's, what he's calling them back for. And he writes an official letter that's not written yet, and it's not even scheduled on the legislative website yet either. But he'll write a letter saying, eh, you know, we have a financial crisis, property tax crisis, blah, blah, blah. And we need to fix this, 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 and this. And then it kind of has to stay in that lane, stay in your lane, as they say.
Anyone else? All right, thanks, Tim. Appreciate you being here. Subcommittee reports. First up, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the July 9th, 2024 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Amendment Number 1 with Houston Engineering for Platte River Obstruction Removal Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Amendment Number 1 with Houston Engineering, Inc. for the public Platte River Obstruction Removal Project in an amount not to exceed $381,916, bringing the total contract not to exceed amount to $631,154, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deployed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number 9A2, adoption of district program 17.34 in lieu program. Recommendation that the board of directors adopt district policy 17.34 in lieu fee program and incorporate it into the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District policy manual, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes. Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
9A3, Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance Joint Funding Agreement for the USGS Stream Gauge Trend Analysis. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed joint funding agreement for the USGS Stream Gauge Trend Analysis with the partners defined in the agreement in a total not to exceed amount of $9,980, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deformed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Sure have been important lately. Roll call.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
9A4, Papio NRD Policy Manual, Appendix K, Revisions. Recommendation to propose revisions to the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District Director's Policy Manual, Appendix K, be adopted and incorporated into the district policy manual, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff or directors?
Yeah. Do we have an updated version of what these revisions are from Tuesday with Director Teaser's, what we actually moved we were going to do today? Is there a difference?
The figure I said is going to be put in the not in the motion. It's going to be.
Yeah, it'll be. So it'll change the policy itself will say 4 feet instead of 5. As far as cleaning the boat ramps and that, we'll just put that as far as our standard operating procedure, that those things are done before it's open. So it won't be part of the policy, but it will be addressed. It's just internal.
Any other directors?
Just FYI, the Elkhorn River is running 2760 CFS right now. It's 3.6 feet, and there's still no sandbars, but they are, the river is down back where it should be, so that's a good deal.
Oh, great. That's excellent.
Is it open?
Yes.
Okay, roll call, please.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Elder.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
That completes our report, Mr. Chairman.
Director Conley, you got off way too easy this month.
Yeah.
All right, nine B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the July 9, 2024 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, FY 2025 budget draft. No action was taken by the Subcommittee, so nothing will be done today. Number two, FY 2025 budget bid computation 1% resolution. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the FAPNRD approves the additional increase of 1% in total restricted funds authority pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 13-518 through 13-522, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on the 1% resolution?
I actually have one on item one. If I could.
Okay, 3 minutes. Go ahead.
In light of what was discussed earlier regarding the terrace blowouts, mm-hmm. I think your guys are going to see a lot. I know we've had over a dozen or half a dozen or more. The problem we're going to have is you're not going to know it till the crops are out in a lot of areas. And I'm wondering if there could be any shifting in this budget for the conservation assistance program. I'm not asking you to increase the budget. I'm just wondering if there's any areas in the budget you can make available to that program.
So we have put $600,000 in there, and typically we don't or $500,000. Typically we don't spend that much because of some of the NRCS money that's been available lately. So we'll coordinate with Kristen and then talk to Terry, who manages that program too. And if it looks like the mean need above that $500,000, we'll definitely make some type of adjustment to that, but typically we don't spend it all anyway, so.
I understand. Yeah.
We agree.
Years and years, yep. But I'm just fearful that there's gonna be a lot. And I would really ask, you know, respectfully, that if you just reach out to, you know, the people that have done terraces through the NRCS in the right. past, to just make them aware.
Yeah, for
of
sure.
Those funds for yeah. patching.
Yeah, we will definitely.
That's attention. A good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you have a recommendation for where to shift the funds from?
No, but I'm sure I can find
it. Well, let's. We'll
There's this little fund called the $20 million watershed fund. I think could.
We'll
could
generate
some dollars from.
Oh, but
yeah, I mean, she's absolutely right. I live right in the area where we had 7 inches of rain. There's not a single farmer I've talked to in the last couple of months that didn't have terraces blowing out.
Right.
And I've talked to people who repair terraces, who do terraces, who build terraces, and they said the same thing. They're busy. They're going to be busy repairing these blowouts. And as I said, there's literally like a mudslide that goes down into the terraces, and there's no terrace left anymore in a lot of places. And that's an expensive proposition to fix that. And we've already put the money into building those terraces to begin with, and they're doing no good at this point.
Right.
And so we have to do something to ensure that the terraces are doing what they're supposed to do.
In fact, one of our terraces is in a neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
My brother had to go and clean the whole thing out.
So between now and obviously we'll have another budget in August, and then we don't adopt a final until September. So between now and then we can work to start assessing what those needs may be and then adjust it accordingly.
I think that's a great idea.
Perhaps a footnote or something inside the budget.
Well, I won't forget
it.
That.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. All right, any other public comment on
I had one question. I've sat on the board for years and years and years about this 1% resolution. We don't have a budget. We don't have a budget approved yet. We're trying to increase it by 1% already. What is the reasoning for that?
No, it doesn't increase the budget. It increases what restricted funds that fall under that 2.5%. So it doesn't increase your budget at all. It doesn't generate more tax revenue. It gives us the flexibility to respond to those items that are under the LID formula that, for example, employee raises, all the things that we had inflationary pressure at 9%. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 2.5% doesn't cover that. Even this year's is 3% or a little more. So that's why we asked for that flexibility in our budget to be able to address those. So it doesn't affect the mill levy at all.
But I mean, the money doesn't come out of thin air. It has to.
No, it's no money at all. It's just how that's calculated under the state's formula. So, okay, Carrie, if you want to add any more clarity to that, but
it just lets you decide what you would like to spend your money on.
See, if you say it may get to the point where you bumped up against your lid, you'd have to lease, for example, heavy equipment or your vehicles, and you'd pay higher interest rates than if you could outright buy them. So that's just one example of how that could affect. Or cost of living increases or all those types of things you want to do to your employees. So that it could impact that.
Director Thompson?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that. The 20 years I've been on the board, sometimes we approved it, sometimes we didn't, but it's rarely, I think, 1 year out of 20 plus, we exceeded the lid by a real small fraction. But we have to shift funds. We don't increase the budget, so we... It's an internal bookkeeping thing, if we were to run into that situation. This is just protection just for the happenstance that might occur.
Director Henningsen.
Well, I share that concern, which is why I voted no on Tuesday. I think it's the cart before the horse. I mean, if we have something in the budget where we want some additional flexibility, then we can raise it. But if we're doing it first, I think we're doing it backwards. So I'll be a no again today, yeah.
No, we're not raising the budget. It's all within the existing budget that gets approved.
Right, but we're raising the lid for flexibility for something we haven't demonstrated we need the flexibility for yet. So I think we should demonstrate the need before we raise the lid.
It doesn't affect the lid.
Any other director comments, staff, questions, anyone? All right, thank you, Carrie. Roll call.
Jeff?
No.
McCormick?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
No.
Chairman?
Yes.
Moving on, be it resolved that number three, right-of-way transfer of Douglas County for 216th Street, recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a transfer agreement deeding 0.06 acres of dam site 12, tract 2, adjacent to 216th Street to Douglas County, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as performed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Public comments on this item? Staff, directors? Director Patrick?
Has there been instances where the city of Omaha has deeded properties to us in the last several land acquisition efforts?
We typically, I mean, for right away and for if we need property from another public body, they typically, it's a no-cost transaction. And I can say that, for example, just Douglas County, we had them recently out at Elkhorn Crossing for some erosion and some flooding issues, and it's the relationship with that. But I mean, so they probably did $80,000-$90,000 worth of work they're going to do out there and not charge the NRD for. So I mean, it's a common courtesy. It comes out of the same pot. If we charge them for it, then they charge us for it. I mean, it's basically just taxpayer money shifting hand to hand. So it's just standard operating procedure that we've done that with a lot of entities. We exchange right away if we need it. So this isn't any.
Feels like
out of the ordinary.
We've paid for properties before.
That's where we paid. We're going to build a project. But if they need right-of-way for a road or if the city owned it and we need right-of-way for a project, typically that's just deeded over. Brent, do you have any other statement or Lori or anybody?
This is 2,600 square feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we mentioned this on Tuesday. Typically this is agreed upon in an interlocal agreement where we would transfer property that they'd need. right away. We just don't have that interlocal agreement here. So it's kind of standard practice that we don't charge government entities for rights that they need.
And vice versa.
And vice versa, yeah.
2,600 square feet, that's about one quarter of your house.
It sounded like this piece of property, though, was about 30,000, so I'm a little concerned there. And I'm just wondering if, you know, I think my concern is that the relationship between us and the city of Omaha is, or Douglas County, excuse me, any entity really, is on solid ground.
Yeah, they're, all of our partners are pretty solid.
Yeah, I think we paid $37,000 for that 2,600 square feet.
No, we paid about $4,000 for that. It's 0.06 acres.
Oh, 0.06.
Yeah.
0.06, okay.
Yeah, so it is a very, like, if we tried to sell it, we would probably spend more in closing costs and legal costs than we would actually recoup in funds.
In appraisal, sorry.
I thought Tuesday it sounded like a third of an acre.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Director McCoy.
Concern was that the between Douglas County and the NRD that seemed to not participate in several of our initiatives. I was unaware that they helped clean up some of this.
Yeah, I think that's changed, that relationship. They, with the new road superintendent or engineer, and then obviously on trails, they've been really getting active in that department too. So I've got, you know, we've got very good relationships with a lot of their the board members. I think well, that's all, I think that's evolved.
That's good to see that's evolving.
Yeah.
Any other director comments on this item? Roll call, please.
In the spirit of evolution, yes.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 9C, Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee. Director Ted Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the July 9th, 2024 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, NARD 414H, Retirement Contribution Resolution. Recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. NARD 414H, Contribution Resolution. I suppose I should read all this then.
You can show it on the board.
You can show it on the board if you want, Ted.
You can refer to it.
It's on the board.
Yeah. I'll put everybody to sleep reading this. Yeah, it's on the board, so if you have any questions about this. And so therefore, let it be resolved that the following mandatory employee contributions, Section 30C of the Nebraska Association of Resources District 414H plan is to be amended as follows. An eligible employee must contribute to the plan 6.5%. not to exceed 25% of compensation effective January 1st, 2025. Therefore, let it be resolved that the following employer matching conditions section 26BEL and 27AC of the Nebraska Association of Resources Districts 414H plan is to be amended as follows. Fixed uniform rate amount. The employer will make matching contributions equal to 100% of the participants' matched employee contributions that do not exceed 7% of the participants' compensation effective January 1st, 2025, and 7% of compensation. So resolve that the undersigned is hereby authorized to execute on behalf of the employer all documents necessary to effect the changes authorized herein. Such resolution was approved by the NARD Board of Directors on June 10th, 2024, and I so move.
Well done, Director Japp. Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors.
I'll throw you for a loop once in a while, I'll give you a staff comment. I just want to say thank you to the general manager for bringing this to you guys. I hope you support it. I think it's good. Everybody that I've talked to of my guys are really excited about this potential increase in our retirement. So just want to say thank you for everything that he's done to help get this up here. So,
all right. Director McCormick.
I'd just like to echo that. It is good to retain employees that are good, and it's costing more to do that. And to give them a package like that, it's I'm glad that the NARD is keeping up on that.
I will say, as a financial advisor, Director Bonnet might second me on this, I wish every firm in America had a plan like this. The world would be a much better place. It really would be, so. Any other directors? Roll call, please.
Teeser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Humphrey.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Felder.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. Thank you, Director Japp. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through I, all inclusive, and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Second.
Second by Director Thompson. Any public comments on this item? Items, staff, directors?
It's A through J, by the way.
Don't do that to me again.
Building and ground contracts. Expenses?
Let's say right there.
Aye.
A through I.
A through I.
Weren't you here last
month?
It's A through I on the agenda, and then A through J here on the resolution fits under the first 10A on the agenda. So it's A through I.
Promise. Last time, I guess we did. Mine's still off.
Got to get the attorney involved. All right. Any other comments on this?
Only the attorneys can make it.
Parliamentarian.
Roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teeser.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Director Fowler. And Bonnet. Item 11, I have a couple items I'd like to bring up, if I may, just briefly. First of all, you may have seen on the news that the city of Blair was under a boil order last week. That's pretty serious. E. coli is very serious. They didn't pass their testing. The reason I bring that up is because Laura Johnson, the administrator for the drinking water program down in Lincoln at the NDEE, contacted Justin Novak, which I think speaks to the relationships that we have across the state, but specifically between us and Lincoln. Laura let Justin know what was going on. Justin and his staff were quickly able to isolate our water from the Blair water. Later, with the help of some excellent service from Midwest Labs, who actually worked on the 4th of July, were able to test our water to make sure it was safe, it passed, and we were able to avoid that problem altogether. So, you know, hats off to Justin and his staff, Tyler Roberts, the superintendent, Lance Hable, the water operator, Midwest Labs also, and Laurel Johnson down in Lincoln. That's the way government should work. It should be nimble and quick like that, and I say thank you for that, Justin. Well done. Secondly, Director Japp mentioned a couple different times the water events we've had. And I don't know of all the counties, but I know that Sarpy, Douglas, and Washington have all had rain events over 5 inches more than once during May and June. And throughout that time, by and large, everyone downstream has been safe. And the levees have held. The levee behind my office in Papillion was rocking. I mean, it was flowing, but it held, and the water moved to where it was supposed to go. A little bit of flooding down in Bellevue, mostly due to debris, I believe. Phil, you guys are helping clean that up.
Yeah, just some of the lower areas.
What was that?
Just some of the lower areas that are kind of prone to it.
But again, hats off to the district and the staff and to an extent, the engineers we work with, what an incredible amount of water we've had the last few months, and thankfully it hasn't caused millions or billions of dollars in damage. So thanks again. That concludes my report. Item 12, General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights, development of the district website continues to move full speed ahead. We want to thank everybody that's provided feedback and through surveys and roundtable discussions to get that site completed.
We're hopefully in December, so it should be a brand new look and very user-friendly. Personnel miscellaneous items, I just want to reiterate Chairman Sapinski's comments. I'd like to thank the staff during the, from late May to all the way through the 4th. Everybody, all hands on deck. All of our vendors as well, National Weather Service, our partners, EMA organizations from all eastern part of the state, the Corps, Offutt Air Force Base, the city, City of Bellevue, City of Omaha, even the Burlington Northern, all helped contribute to just making sure that it was work as usual. Unfortunately, we're getting used to these types of events, and so it's become very normal. We did get to deploy the Burlington Northern closure structure that we only put up once in practice. Bill and his crew were down there, got it up in about 2 hours, and used to have to cut the tracks, remove the tracks, put in fill, and it took a day and a half to 2 days to build it. We had it up in 2 hours. When we determined that it was safe enough to take it down, we had it down in about an hour and a half in the middle of the rainstorm, and the railroad was operational as soon as that thing was down. So they were extremely pleased. City of Omaha is going to actually get one for their area where they have to still cut the tracks. So it was just very efficient. Can't thank the staff enough. And they just did a phenomenal job. And like I said, it was just what we do. We had a lot of compliments from a lot of different agencies. The base was extremely pleased. We had some probably advice that was contrary to what they're used to, but what our experience has shown, and as far as closing things, and it might have gone against the grain as far as what the Corps recommended, but they've accepted our advice because they trust our decision making and what our history has been in those areas, and so it worked out for them as well. So again, thank you for everybody for all the work that you've put in so far. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached to those current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership did not have a meeting June 27th. Our next one's July 25th. Sarpy Partnership met on June 6th, and they are again scheduled to meet on August 1st, and that concludes my report. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Quick question. How amiable is the Burlington Northern when we have to close that? Or who did they get the order from?
So we basically make a call. We have triggers in our operation manuals as far as when we should close that. And we've had Martin and I and Amanda had several conference calls with them pre-closure. The track maintenance guys and the track supervisors are all, they've been through this a million times. In fact, a gentleman from Mississippi was here for the Missouri River floods, and he's used to this. They've got 100 of these structures everywhere. So those guys are great to work with. They're very amenable. They're very cooperative. They came down when we put it up, and they basically sat in their truck and supervised us, but no grief, no direction, just said, get it up. We want everybody to be safe, and then
it helps them tremendously flood gets that bad.
Yeah, it helps them tremendously, and they know it. Obviously, they want to get their tracks open as soon as they can because it's a business thing, but we told them, hey, they wanted it open Friday. We said, you know, it's supposed to rain over the weekend. Can we open it Monday? And they agreed, and so we met on Monday morning, and it worked out for everybody, so they were great to work with. At least that department of the railroad was great for it.
All right. Thank you, John. Moving on, election of Papio NRD officers from policy 3.0. First up, taking nominations for chairman now.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Tim McCormick.
Okay, we have a nomination for Tim McCormick. Anyone else? Director Conley.
I'd like to nominate Larry Bradley.
We have a nomination for Director Bradley. Any other nominations for chairman? All right. Where do we get our little vote?
They're right in the opening. Right here. The front of your book and the.
There we go. Thank you.
And they're in the little packet like this, and there's stickers for. And there's ballots for different. I'll open mine up too, so I don't get a vote. But
sure.
Chair is the kind of the pink color, so you take that one.
One that says chair.
Yep, and then obviously the one that says chair on it. Yep, to vote for one. You can only vote once.
All right, Nicole's going to come around and collect your ballots.
you count 12, we, somebody threw in an extra one.
They're voted.
Thank you.
I've got that song in my head, Fowler. Okay, congratulations, Director McCormick. Okay, now accepting nominations for Vice Chairman of the Papio NRD Officers Group.
Sir, I'd like to nominate Larry Bradley.
Okay, we have a nomination for Director Bradley. Any other nominations for Vice Chairman?
I'd like to nominate Jim Thompson. I respectfully decline.
Okay, nomination for Jim Thompson, who has declined.
I'd like to move that the nomination be closed.
So be it. Curveball, Conley. All right, so Director Bradley is the vice chair going forward. Congratulations. Okay, now accepting nominations for treasurer.
Secretary.
I'm sorry, secretary. Thank you.
I nominate Rich Teaser.
We have a nomination on the floor for Rich Teaser. Any other nominations? Going once, going twice. Congratulations, Director Teaser.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Okay, now accepting nominations for treasurer.
Let's nominate Tim Fowler.
Okay, we have a nomination on the floor for Tim Fowler. Any additional nominations for treasurer of the Papio NRD Board of Directors? Seeing none, congratulations, Director Fowler. Lastly, appointment of assistant treasurer is done by Fowler.
You get appointed. I'd like to nominate once again, Pat Pond.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick, for serving in that role. Is that good, Brent?
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, nice work. Moving on, election of NARD director and alternate director from policy 3.3. Now accepting nominations for our NARD representative.
Nominate Rich Teaser.
We have a nomination for Rich Teaser on the floor. Any additional nominations for NARD representative? There's a real shocker. Okay, congratulations, Director Teaser.
Thank you again.
And then do we vote for...
Here, can yes. I make a quick comment about yes. while we're on the NARD stuff? This is kind of relates to policy 3.3, is that we nominate and we select a delegate, but don't provide any authority for the delegate to make the policy decisions on behalf of the board. And so we find ourselves in a situation where certainly they have the authority to go vote, but the ultimate decision on how to make policy arises out of this board. And I think both as it relates to sort of our general legislative affairs and our legislative affairs through the NARD process, this board has not been involved enough in setting the policy, and it's either happened through the NARD representative or the general manager, which is inconsistent, I think, with the way a lot of other political subdivisions operate. So if a political subdivision is taking a position on a bill or advocating on behalf of a bill, the board votes and has that in a discussion. This board does not do that and probably should. I think rule 3.3 should probably be updated to clarify the nature of that authority. I also think if you go look at policy 2.5, it talks about our conduct as related to advocating in front of government agencies, but we don't necessarily have that same thing for staff in terms of what's an official board position, what's a personal opinion, what things can be on district letterhead. And so I think as it relates to these things, this is an area that needs pretty significant policy updates. I think Director Teaser does a great job. But we put them in a bad position, and I think the NARD puts them in a bad position. The way that the annual meeting is structured to decide how the NARD weighs in on policy, the caucus meeting where we finally find out what the positions are is a violation of the Open Meetings Act. I filed a complaint, we got a disposition letter last week, and it is a violation. There's not gonna be any further action. I'm not gonna pursue anything privately. But we need to be in a better position to make sure that those things are running through the appropriate policy channels. When I asked for additional information from the NARD about that policymaking process and how those positions arose, I was told we weren't entitled to that information. That wasn't a public meeting, so Dean didn't have to respond and stopped responding to my emails. So I don't know why we would feel okay with that, why any of us shouldn't be able to request additional information about that process if they're speaking in our name, if our general manager is appearing, testifying on bills, submitting letters of support on bills on our letterhead, on bills that we've never discussed. So this is an area I think needs a pretty heavy revision in terms of policies, but also in terms of practice and procedure. So I'll leave it there and we can move on with the rest of the agenda. Thank you for the time.
All right, certainly noted. Thank you, Josh. We do vote for an alternate, correct? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Now accepting nominations for NARD alternate.
I nominate Tim Fowler.
We have a nomination for Director Fowler for NARD alternate. Anyone else? Any other nominations? Brad, anybody else? Okay, Tim Fowler, congrats. Thank you. All right, well done. Item 15, informational.
You have to vote on the resolution.
Okay. Oh, you have to read that, Brent, don't you, I think?
Yeah, I don't. You have to fill that.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. So items 14 and 15. Be it resolved that the following directors be and are hereby elected officers of the Papillion, Missouri Natural Resources District for the coming year and until a successor has been elected. Tim McCormick, chairperson. Larry Bradley, vice chairperson. Rich Teaser, secretary. And Tim Fowler, treasurer. Be it further resolved that the treasurer's written designation of Patrick Bonnet as assistant treasurer is concurred by the board of directors. Be it further resolved that the presently elected treasurer, Tim Fowler, and the designated assistant treasurer, Patrick Bonnet, be and are hereby authorized to serve until such a time as bonding is completed on the treasurer-elect and the assistant treasurer-designate, who is them. Be it further resolved that Rich Teaser is hereby elected the Nebraska Association of Resources Districts Director for the coming year, and that Tim Fowler is hereby elected the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts Alternate Director for the coming year, and I so move.
Second.
Second by Director Thompson.
Make sure you get that in the world here.
Okay.
Brett,
we'll
send
it out.
We vote on this? Okay. Any comments? Anyone out there? Anyone? Okay, roll call, please.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Hi.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Dow.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 15, informational items. Please try to attend, directors. It's on my calendar, Platte River Bridge Trail ribbon cutting in Bellevue. Phil, I'm sure you'll be there. That's quite a project. Love to see many of you there if possible. You see our next meetings here at the NRC, and with that being said.
Wait. Can I say one thing? I'd like to thank you for your leadership over the last couple of years. I think Kevin's done a great job. Appreciate everything you've done.
That's very nice of you. Thank you all for that. Very nice. Thank you. So with that, we are adjourned.